All right, Rabbi Osei, good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up. We actually started Perek Yud last week, but we'll pick up from the beginning of the Perek again. We only got a couple of lines in. Sreit Tremchal. Title of this Perek, Bebeir HaNikios. The Midah of Nikios. Literally, Nikios meaning cleanliness. Eitz Tremchal. Midas HaNikiosi. The Midah of Nikios is that a person is totally cleansed, a person is totally clean of any type of midah ra'a, bad character trait, and sin. Now let's analyze this. We spoke about that obviously the Ramchal can't just be saying that a person is cleansed from everything, as that would seem to be impossible. But right, Stamchas, what does this mean? Lo daimi ma shachit bo mefursam v'galui. It doesn't just include a chait, which is obvious to all. Elegami ma shalib nifte bo lahoros heter bedavar. But rather, it means that a person is even cleansed from those things that my heart tries to convince me are in fact permitted. That a person will begin to think to himself that the fact that I'm more heter, the fact that I convince myself that something is permitted, only occurs is only because the heart, ultimately, again, the heart is still somewhat afflicted from taiva, from desire. The heart is not cleansed from taiva in totality. Therefore, ultimately, again, the person is drawn into negativity. So let's spend a moment analyzing this. Remember, beginning of Perek Yod. If you're in this edition that we're using, we're about six lines in. So the Ramchal describes something here very interesting. So it's kind of like the background to this is the fact that there are effectively two different types of averos. Of course, there are more than two types of averos, but for our purposes this morning, two types of averos. Averos that are page tzadikimo. Averos that are clearly averos, right? Averos that are unequivocally wrong. So eating chazer, being mechal Shabbos, these are things that we know that one is not permitted to do. There's then a second category of averos, which are things that perhaps deep down I know are wrong, but I convince myself that they're okay. I rationalize that it's not a big deal. So the Ramchal is focusing now on that second category. The things that I rationalize to myself, the things that I convince myself are okay, when in fact they are not. So the Ramchal delves a little bit deeper and he says, why is it that a person is able to convince themselves that something is permitted when in fact it's not permitted? Why am I able to do that? That's because there's something inside of me that is negatively impacted. There's something inside of me that ultimately, again, is afflicted. There's something inside of me that is compromised or broken. He calls that the lev nagua akitsas minataiva, that the heart is still somewhat afflicted by taiva. The heart is afflicted by some type of desire. So we'll say, this is incredibly profound. So ultimately, again, when there's something on the inside that is broken, that inner brokenness manifests itself externally through skewed life vision. Suddenly, I don't see things for what they are. I don't see things the way they are, but instead I have this skewed vision. And this skewed vision, again, allows me to rationalize things that are really not right. They're really not right. So now I begin to see, by the way, as ach ha'adam asher toher mizeh hanega lagamri v'noki mikol rosh shemra shemasheres ha'tayva achareha hine re'iyaso tia berur lagamri v'avchona zako. So I say, what is the midah of Nikios? This is incredibly profound, right? What is the midah of Nikios? So Nikios, right? Nikios, cleanliness, says that what? that I identify the things inside of me that are a bit broken. I identify the things inside of me that are nagua, that are afflicted, and I clean them out. I clean them out. It's an internal, personalistic housekeeping. I identify all the things that are not working well, that are afflicted, are broken inside of me, and I realize that as a result of those things, my vision is skewed. I cannot see myself, I cannot see life for what it truly is. So the meat of Nikios is where I clean internal house. I don't want to live with this skewed perspective. I don't want to live with this skewed vision. I don't want to live ultimately again with this with these internal afflictions. So I decide to clean house. This is Nikios. He says, so Chazal spoke about this regarding the Shleimim. Those who are mitzahir their actions, shelo yiya bohem afilu nidnud dover ra. That a person has to try to avoid even a nidnud dover ra, even just the smallest of negativity. Nikiya hadashi bishalayim. So in fact, the Gemara describes these people. These people were often known as the Nikiye Hadas. So what does Nikiye Hadas mean? So on one hand, we often think it refers to like purity of thought, right? Purity of mind. But the truth is, it's those people who identify those things that are broken inside of them that ultimately go ahead, that skew our vision. We'll say, can tell you how, begin to explain how profound this is. What Ramchal is really hitting on over here is that sometimes we see the world in a skewed way. I think this happens to all of us. We see the world in a skewed way. We see ourselves in a skewed way. We see others in a skewed way. And why is that? Why is that that at the end of the day, so often, we go ahead and we just have this skewed perception of everything? And the answer, of course, is because there's stuff inside of me that is broken, that I have not properly dealt with. And until I deal with it, my vision of everything is going to be a bit skewed. The Mita of Nikios comes along and says, let's do some internal housekeeping. Let's identify the stuff inside of me that's broken. Identify it, clean it up, and then at the end of the day, restore a sense of normative vision. V'hin charoa. So Ramchal goes on, he says, now you can see, bin charoa ata, ha-hefresh shebein ha-zohir v'hanaki. So now you can see, Ramchal is going to contrast the difference between zehiros and nikios. So remember again, afal pi shekrovim him zalazeh ben yamim, even though zehiros, which was again the first chapter of Mesilas Yesharim, the beginning of Mesilas Yesharim, even though again there is much commonality between them, nevertheless, Hazohir, they're different. Hazohir, who had Nisar Bemasov, Veroshelo Yechte Bemeshek Varnodula Umeforsam, Eitzel Hakol Yosochet. So we'll say, Zihiros means I identify the things that are negative, I identify the things that are sinful, I identify the things ultimately, again, that are broken and not good, and I do whatever I can to go ahead and fix them. Amnam. Adayin einenu adon, page Sadik Dalit, ba'atzmo shelo yimashech liba min ataiva tivis. But ultimately, again, I don't yet have the ability. Right? I have not yet been able to do a self-evaluation to make sure that I don't follow after my internal taiva. He goes, shelo tateu laharos lo etelim ve'ezid dvarim she'in ra'asa meforsemes. So we'll say, here's what's fascinating. So in Zihirus, what Zihirus says is that I've identified the things that are objectively wrong, objectively broken, and therefore I make sure to try to stay away from them. That's different. However, amnam adain enenu adun ba'atzmo shelo yimashech libo min ataiva tivis. But I will say, ultimately, again, there are still internal things inside of me that need to be addressed. Shelo tateu laharos lo eterim be'ezed dvarim Shein ra'asa meforsemes. See, I will say, what Zihirus works with, are ultimately the things that are objectively, you know what we'll say, we'll do. We're going to stop over here for today, because I see that the confusion about finding Gemaras is a bit, so we'll stop over here for today. Maybe what we'll do is, before we start the daf, if everyone could take a minute, let's help even those who are not here yet locate their Gemaras, place them by their Makomos, finish up any conversations, get your coffee, we'll sit down, and we'll, Amir Hashem, begin Shir in 2 minutes.